The secret that every successful person uses thinking that it is common knowledge. I have been in deep thought since yesterday. This article can become a watershed. When you say, before I learned that, and after I learned that, what? Read the article. In qua, adoration of a president to be in qua, dash. Newly engaged John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Bouvier, Cape Cod, July 4, 1953 Source, Life. Following their engagement, John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Bouvier went on a trip to the Kennedy family home in Hyannis Port on Cape Cod with a reporter in tow to capture their newly engaged bliss. An entire issue of Life magazine was dedicated to their engagement photos. It was published on July 20th with the headline "Senator Kennedy Goes A-Courting." It's clear that Jackie loves John in these photos, but she later explained that her love wasn't meant to be taken as putting him on a pedestal. Now, I think that I should have known that he was magic all along. I did know it, but I should have guessed that it would be too much to ask to grow old with and see our children grow up together. So now, he is a legend when he would have preferred to be a man. Albert Einstein. We tend to think of Albert Einstein as this vaulted genius who handed down theories and equations from on high, but he was nothing like that. Einstein didn't see himself as God's gift to intellect, but as an artist whose medium was science. In 1929 he told the Saturday Evening Post, "I believe in intuitions and inspirations. I sometimes feel that I'm right. I do not know that I am. But, I would have been surprised if I had been wrong. I'm enough of the artist to draw freely upon my imagination. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world." By combining knowledge, imagination, and inspiration, Einstein was able to open himself up to discoveries that many scientists and heavy thinkers would likely ignore. We had our second session of the Growth Workshop yesterday. Growth is all about the foundation. From what you grow. Not so much into what you grow into, but from what already defines that. The seed level, or simply the seed, contains all the genetic information, whether it's a life, a project, or a tree. But nothing exists in a vacuum, even if you think of in vitro projects, like Jurassic Park. Eventually they will need the agreement of environment, support, climate, soil, and in the case of a project, people. And those people will either be an environment for a project that support it, or an environment that kills it. So it makes sense to include that information, building that information into the seed level from the get-go. Failures, failed projects, failed relationships, failed diets, failed anything fail because this environmental force wasn't taken into consideration. So to no one's surprise, the second session of the growth course was all about the people that surround you, who will be the environment of the life, the project, the diet, whatever you will birth in this course and even after that. Now, if your guess is that this is easy peasy, you would be mistaken. This is the hardest element of a project. Any project. Jim Camp, the most feared negotiator ever, wrote his famous book In Qua, No In Qua, to give away his secrets to success. One of the most important things he said there, people make decisions emotionally and then justify it with reason. And so far you have heard this 1,000 times. But what he said this meant is this: what creates the emotion, and what is your role in that? He said that you need to create a vision for your adversary, your opponent, the other person, and they will buy what you have to sell, they will agree with you, they will support you in your creation, project, diet, what you have. So until yesterday I had no idea that people, you, can't create a vision for another unless... Unless what? Unless you are tuned into their emotions, unless you tuned into the person over there. And therein lies the trouble, Homo sapiens, as it turns out, feels with their mouth. With their words. And the moment the words are there, you are not in touch with, you can't feel the other. People, in the course, picked a person in their lives, and endeavored creating a vision for them. One person even picked me. The vision answers the question, what do they want? The accuracy of those visions, the degree to which the vision is a match to the person was, on average 10%. Puny. With a 10% matching vision you won't create allies, you won't create support, in fact you'll create concept fighting concept relationships that leave both parties cold. They can be married couple, mother slash child, business partners, salesman to potential buyer. No real connection. Big learning for me. In the course, feel your feelings, I was teaching how to feel your own feelings. But it is clear now that it is equally important to teach to feel wordlessly, not just yourself, but the other as well. Good writers, good salesmen, excel at that. The secret piece of the puzzle is a single DNA capacity, I call the sight. With the sight you can see wordlessly. You can see with your right brain, with your heart, with your own feelings. To the degree that you live your life through words, concepts, to the same degree you are out of touch with life, with people, and even your own self. You can't keep the sight capacity active. Because if and when you live through words, you don't need it, you won't use it. It is not an accident that in the latest experiment, the person who uses it to the highest degree is an artist, a painter. Painting, when it is worth a damn, is wordless. Collages, to the degree they are wordless, are worth a damn. Love, relationships, to the degree they are wordless, they are worth a damn. To the degree you can feel your way into things, to the same degree you can make them useful. This is true for business, relationships, everything. Political leaders, politicians are advised to use rhetoric to whip up the feelings of the audience, and then sell them some stuff that they don't really need, that is probably deadly to them. Today half of the politicians are boring, didactical, reasoning, and ineffective. The other half are rhetorical, and evil, selling fear, lies, conceit, delusions, and death. I know, I am an equal opportunity observer of people. This morning I spent some time looking at some pictures and their commentary, and picked out two for illustration of this article, to show how people are not seen as people, they are seen as a role only. Through words. Study these two pictures above and try to feel into them. If you find it hard, then maybe you should do the feelings workshop and learn to get in touch with feelings, yours and others. And start living as a real human. At last. Go to step 2, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/feel. Okay, and here are the two pictures and their commentaries. From https://historydaily.org/67 colorized photos captured way more than expected / P.S. One guru type person, marketing guru, copywriting guru says, message to market match, or market research, if they are good, they mean to tune into the emotional world of the potential customer. Not what most people understand, the type, the role, the words. Without struggling to understand what they meant, I would have never gotten to the conclusion I have gotten. And neither will you.